Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Don't worry, y'all. You'll get your cinnamon gum.
Way too hard.
Thank you, Wing Starrett.
I mean, I thought with Michael Mackey coming in, we could at least get some jams going.
That is a jam.
Jam.
That's a jam.
Thank you, Daniel.
Pump up the song. Jam.
It's an awesome song. Is Bill Brooks Bill Grady? No. I'm Bill Brooks.
He's got that voice.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Sam. When Dan played this story, Sam comes over the loudspeakers because we're a little inside baseball. Sam and I are not in the same room, and so if he wants to talk to me, he can either while I'm on the air talk to me through my headphones, or if we're off the air and Dan's doing a newscast, we have speakers in the ceiling where Sam can say something.
Or you could mime, because that's always fun.
That is fun.
Sort of like charades.
Sometimes the message gets convoluted that
way,
though.
Well, facts.
Yeah. We're on our own little sound booths, in a sense.
And Dan's in a third room. But anyway, Dan was playing the story from ABC about Miley Cyrus being sued by the company that owns, some of Bruno Mars' music or whatever. I don't know. Tempo Music. They're suing Miley Cyrus. Listen to this. Miley Cyrus copied a popular Bruno Mars song for her hit Flowers, at least according to a new lawsuit. This is from TMZ. The singer is being sued for copyright infringement by Tempo Music Investments, a company claiming it owns a share of the copyright for Bruno's song When I Was Your Man. In the lawsuit obtained by TMZ, Tempo Music claims that there are so many musical similarities between Miley's Flowers and Bruno's When I Was Your Man that it is obviously the result of Miley intentionally copying Bruno. They claim the melody, harmony, and chorus in Flowers is substantially similar to the verse in When I Was Your Man.
What did you say, Sam?
He said,
Money grab.
And first he said, we're talking about this when we get back.
We have to. This is an obvious money grab. Pardon me while I'm trying to get this 45-second ad to play so that I can play both songs. But this is so clearly a money grab. They bought into this, trying to figure out how they can make money off of this guy who wrote a couple of big hits. And they realized after they bought it, we probably overpaid for this. And now they're trying to get their money back.
I mean, he might not
be
wrong.
You are fired up about this. I love how you were like, we are talking about this.
And I'll be honest, I never heard any similarities between isn't that the dad, or is that the singer?
Wait,
whoever Thick, whatever his name was,
Robin,
was it Robin? Is it the singer?
Yes.
Okay, when he got sued by the estate Alan of Thicke, Marvin Gaye, right? Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke, yes.
Right. man, this is coming off the rails fast.
Squirrel.
What's his name? Henry Harvey Oswald?
Harkening back to the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay, I'm just...
Meanie pants.
You know, there are some songs that obviously sound alike. We saw that with Ed Sheeran recently, who went to court to fight it, and played like 100 different songs with the same chord progression to prove you can't sue me for this. Basically, every song that's ever been made is built off this chord progression, if not like 85% of them.
AC/DC copies themselves. They've only got two songs. They just keep playing them differently. But there are only so many chord progressions you can make. And how do you get a copyright on I Should Have Bought You Flowers? I bet that's in like 30 different songs. I can buy myself flowers.
So that's the Miley Cyrus version that these money-grabbing scumbags are trying to...
Jeez, Louise. Somebody didn't get a full night's sleep.
Here's the Bruno Mars version. I think it's clean. All right, I can stop it right there. They're not even remotely similar, other than the fact that they share the word flowers.
This guy's having a meltdown.
I think Sam's on it.
All right, now go back to Miley.
Okay, all right, here we go. Not the same beat.
There is no beat in the Bruno Mars song. There are no drums. And there's no bass in the Bruno Mars song either.
What are they suing for?
Copyright infringement.
No, I mean, how much are they asking?
It doesn't say. It says that Miley stole the melody, harmony, and the chorus.
I mean, that's just bold.
Melody, harmony, and the chorus. That seems pretty...
Let's see how many other songs use the word flower.
Maybe
they're going to be aggressive and then hope that all parties settle so they can make some money.
By the way, Bruno Mars is not a plaintiff in this lawsuit. Apparently, he doesn't want anything to do with it.
This is Bruno Mars's, the group that owns his music?
Well, no. This is a company that bought
a portion
catalog from a co-writer on the song.
Okay.
Which I've never understood the incredible payday that people think they're going to get. I mean, the only way you can make money off of music anymore, Spotify plays pennies on the dollar compared to what radio pays in royalties. And so unless your song is being played on the radio or used in commercial advertisement, I'm trying to think of another way where an artist makes, and by the way, it's not always the artist, it's the writer of the song who makes the money. Whoever wrote the song makes the money.
From the text line, she once admitted that she wrote that song in response to the song When I Was Your Man, which her ex-husband had dedicated to her at one point. Hers was a response, pretty much telling her husband to blank off. Great. Love that. She can admit that all day long.
I love that.
That does not mean that she ripped off the song.
What's the latest with Hall & Oates? Are they still having a knockdown dragout? I feel like Hall & Oates is...
Are you going squirrel all day today or just for the first 2 hours?
No, it just made me think. Hall & Oates are duking it out over the same thing, over music rights.
How's Oasis doing?
Oh, they're back.
Still together for now.
About to go Jane's Addiction on the world?
You think?
No, that would be
feral.
Hilarious.
Nuts.
I wonder which one of them needed the money and which one of them begged the other one. Can we just...
Oh, between Liam and his brother, whatever his
name. Reconcile this.
Can we mend our riff?
Yeah.
Our Wonderwall, if you will.
Okay. All right, Sam, did you get it out of your system?
Do you feel better, Sam?
Do you guys have any input? I feel like I just yelled into the ether for 5 minutes.
Well, you kind of did. We were all trying to get in, but the door wouldn't crack open far enough.
I didn't want to inhale. I thought I might lose my thought.
I do not hear a similarity between the song. The only thing I hear between Miley Cyrus and Bruno Mars' songs
flower.
Is the word flowers.
Flower.
And whatever. Why would you buy a flower? You buy flowers when you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah. I can write my name in the sand. I get what she's saying. But no, I do not hear any similarities in those two songs.
I mean, that they are music... That's what makes them similar.
But, I mean...
Okay.
I mean, show me that they're the exact same chord progression. You can't.
I mean, they're not even similar in genre. Like, they're both kind of poppy, but one's very obviously an upbeat song, and then Bruno Mars is depressed. All right, I feel better now. What's next?
Okay.
Squirrel!
Well, what's next is we're gonna take a quick timeout so you can take a breath.
Simmer down.
Get your blood pressure down. Maybe take a walk around the studio for a few minutes.
Did you guys see that we have the first ever Golden Bachelorette?
Oh.
Yeah.
There is a local guy who, well, I shouldn't say local. He lives in Omaha now, but he lived in Kansas City for a really long time.
Now, The Golden Bachelor, I believe, was 76 years old, and the fact that I remember that because I hate these shows is embarrassing even to me. The Golden Bachelorette, would you like to guess how old she is?
I've seen her.
63?
I've seen the ad.
No, she'd have to be older than that, wouldn't she?
She is 61 years old.
61 years young.
Mm-hmm. Is she mature?
Well, she had to defend herself on why she is mature enough to be considered golden.
Yeah, I think that's too young. I think you should be over 65.
Well, they're getting a lot of backlash for it.
Is she hot?
Well, of course she doesn't look like the average person.
He's in a mood.
Well, they never pick regular people. This here is Jim. He looks like a normal guy.
When we get back, no homeless shelter going up at I-35 and 95th Street in Lenexa. It was shot down in a blaze of glory, to borrow a phrase from John Bon Jovi, at last night's city council meeting. They're back to square one on building a homeless shelter in Johnson County. We'll get to that in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.